From listener-supported KTOO, welcome to Juno Afternoon, broadcasting live from the homelands of the Occoquan and on demand as a podcast. It's Friday, July 19th, and I'm your host, Andy Klein. Gunashish, and thanks for joining the conversation. And on today's show, a big one today, a Whale Watch fundraiser is coming up for St. Vincent de Paul. We'll find out more about that and a special mural installation that's happening at their building. And then a unique and diverse collection of Alaskan artists have joined up with hip-hop pioneer Killa Priest, a collaborator with the Wu-Tang Clan, and they will be releasing a new album this month. We're going to talk to those artists and organizers that brought this collaboration together. And calling all Alaska drag queens. The Miss Gay Alaska America is a statewide pageant that recognizes the most amazing drag queens, and that will be crowned this August in Juneau, and it's part of the Miss Gay America pageant. And we'll also hear about that event and the Mr. Gay Alaska for the drag kings too. And that's one's all coming from Gigi Monroe, the one and only Gigi Monroe. We'll be talking to her about that, and those conversations are coming up this hour on a Juneau afternoon. I hope you'll join us. And in the weather, there's going to be some showers breaking up later this evening and partly cloudy with scattered showers on Saturday. Then some more rain is in the forecast for Sunday, but partly cloudy again Monday, with then the forecast turning to a little bit more rain for next week.
Hansen Gress, Ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta khanakhaya ha anikach gunshish.
Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com.
KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Occoquan. The Kliné-Di have stewarded this area for thousands of years. Today, our studios sit on a spot once part of the tidelands and now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots. We recognize those families who travel to and from these tidelands, to fishing and hunting grounds, and to gatherings in other villages, and still cherish it as an important part of their way of life for today and for future generations. That's a quick announcement. Juno Afternoon is going to be on a summer hiatus starting next week. We'll return with programs on Wednesday, August 14th. If you have an event or topic, would like to be a guest on the show, please email junoafternoon@ktoo.org. We'll begin responding to requests on August 12th. Thanks for your continued support of Juno Afternoon on KTOO. I'm Andy Klein, and starting off today, we're going to be talking to David from St. Vincent de Paul is here. David, how you doing? David Ringel
Pretty
is
good.
Here. Yeah. Well, and as you said, it's been a eventful and tough week in the kind of areas that you work in, the service areas you work in.
Well, in the world nonprofits, it's not been easy. And my challenges started Sunday morning when I received from the call for the city emergency department. We have 101 low-income housing units in town, and the building on Gaston Avenue that was evacuated by a mudslide had seven households and it belongs to St. Vincent de Paul. And so I started with trying to find emergency lodging, working with Red Cross. We put six households in a hotel. There's one large family that is in my two spare bedrooms as my kids left. And now we started cleanup today as the rain sort of stopped, but the hills stabilized. And we're hoping that our initial inspections provide little damage to the building. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we won't know until we get everything dug out. And
certainly alarming to see the photographs. I mean, I didn't go up to Gaston Ave, but obviously the photographs were alarming to see.
We are very fortunate. We have good connections. One of our board members is on Clickett Haida Regional Housing Maintenance. He got contractors in line. We inspected the building twice. Of course, we missed something that happened in a closet the first time, but we have two rooms that sustained a minor damage. But the biggest problems were the outside of the structure, mm-hmm. and it looks bad. We're just hoping for the best.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just goes to show you and sort of exemplifies and illustrates the amount of work and the type of work that St. Vincent de Paul is involved in all the time and how vital it is to this community.
Well, we're working with a lot of people to get them housed. We just put a large family into our shelter. We got a young couple getting married this summer, this Saturday, and my deputy director's doing the photos for it. Capital City Fire and Rescue is donating their hotel room. The Sobering Center is donating their hotel room, so they have a night out of the shelter. And we're just hoping that the housing application we've put in for them, as they've stabilized in the shelter, comes through so they can get out of shelter and into housing.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of what we do.
Right. And starting a new beginning there, hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the important work you do, a lot of that comes with lots of different areas of funding, but one of them is going to be happening through a really fun fundraiser that's coming up.
Yes, this is a fun one. Yeah. It came to us sort of out of the blue. In our spring fundraiser, somebody said, we don't want to give money to this, but we want to give away a watch cruise. And so Thursday, July 25th will be the 6th anniversary of the death of Dan Austin, the longtime general manager who is well-loved and did amazing things and left me with huge shoes to fill. Saturday morning, we are going to sponsor a whale watch cruise. It'll start at Stater Harbor at 9 a.m. and go till 12. You can sign up for tickets at svdpjuno.org. We have a poster with a QR code. They're $75. We have several people who have, instead of buying a ticket for themselves, bought a ticket for a resident or a worker of St. Vincent de Paul. One of the things I'm encouraging people to do is buy a ticket for yourself and donate a ticket, and you might get to meet a resident or a worker of St. Vincent de Paul and learn a little bit more about us while we travel out to and watch the whales. And yeah. I hear there's a lot. We're going to have a special honor because one of our longtime tenants turns 89 on Saturday, and he's never been on a whale cruise.
Wow. And this is also in celebration of 40 years of service of St. Vincent de Paul.
St. Vincent de Paul started in 1984 with a group of men from St. Paul's Catholic Church. The widow of the founder's son just gave me some memorabilia from Paul Paradis. And I was fortunate when I came to Juneau 30 years ago, I knew some of them. And it started with just distributing food and having a meal program. But when Dan Austin took it over, he realized that if we're going to feed people, they have to have a place to go. And people on the street have so many problems. If we can find housing for them, we will be able to allow them to provide their own food. And so our goal is to start with people where they're at and move them towards success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with one other kind of fun and interesting thing that's happening, and I know it's a little bit postponed, but is a reinstallation of a panel. Is that right? A mural or panel?
Yes. Last year, one of our board members offered to work with Clinton. Well, he's on Clinton High, Ricardo Wuerl, said we had the story of Gutta Cadet, which was in the Pocket Park that is now Deccan Dave's. And it's been sitting in Juneau Parks and Rec's warehouse for years. We've got a contractor who's offered to work with us. We're going to make sure it gets put up, but we are going to install the panels in the storyboard that was in that pocket park on the side of our thrift store the first weekend in August.
All right. So that'll be a beautiful thing to observe as you go towards a thrift store, but also carries a story with it.
It carries a story with it, and it carries a connection. Too large a part of our population we serve is Alaska Native. And click it. And, you know, we have a responsibility to help people who have struggled and overcome that. You know, we can't undo the mistakes of the past, but the only way you help people is by recognizing what's gone wrong and taking steps to move forward. And, you know, I enjoy the story of it. We're going to try and form a little dedication later. We have another event, a traditional event in September, where we will formally recognize the 40 years. But I look at the thrift store and how it went from Teal Street over there. So people don't, there's a huge number of people go through, but they don't see what we do. If you go over on Teal Street, we have a blue building that has 26 shelter rooms, 7 apartments. Next to it is 24 senior apartments. That's That's 57 housing units. And the shelter has had thousands of people go through it in the 25 years. We just completed a $1.5 million capital improvement campaign that is going to allow the shelter to continue serving people for another 25 years, we hope. But to do that, you know, we need money. But more important than the money is the relationship. We know the people. It was a stroke of good fortune that this family was in my house because one of the workers works for another nonprofit now, but he was a shelter worker for me. He lived on the street for years. He knew Steve Kissel. And to sit with him, listen to him, and talk it through helped me understand and helped him process, you know, a tragedy that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're looking at how do we move forward to prevent that from never happening again.
And I think so many people maybe just think about St. Vincent de Paul as the thrift store and don't even recognize, as you say, or understand or know about all the efforts that you put right here into our local community to work on a really vital and important issue that's happening here all the time, which is this issue of homelessness.
Well, last year, our 101 units housed probably 160 people. And if you look at, we ran the warming shelter, which is a valuable service we're planning on improving this year. You know, for every one person we housed at the warming shelter, I'm not going to say house. For every person we sheltered at the warming shelter who got a night, we provided three people with housing that allowed security. They could cook their own food. They had places of quiet. And I only wish I had more housing because yeah. I think in the long run, And we're working with the Juno Coalition to do that. In the long run, we provided that, and we provided over $500,000 in direct aid to keep people housed or to support people through a very generous grant program that we've done, and through a home visit team, over $100,000 in private donations that went directly to Thanksgiving baskets. You know, rental assistance, electric assistance, different things that would help people prevent homelessness and get through temporary difficulties. We provided rent for one person in October, and in December, the home visit team met her and got a big hug, and the woman said that while she wasn't working, she got her CDL. Now she was plowing snow, and, you know, that made good money. And a little bit of aid keeping somebody in place might allow them to get on their feet and return to being productive.
And it just the work that you all do is it goes towards turning these stories into good stories like that. And a great way to support it, just one more time for people to recognize and understand, is support it through volunteering or contacting you. It's dave@svdpjuno.org is a place where you
can contact. The initials for St. Vincent de Paul,
yes,
juno.org.
Exactly right.
And you can go to the website. You can buy a whale ticket. You can come on, and, you know, we'll have an opportunity on the boat to continue conversations and to have conversations. It's important, especially at this time, to listen to each other, because that can help us understand how we move through difficult times into better days.
It's the Whale Watch happening 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, July 27th. It starts at Stater Harbor at $75. And you can find out more by going to svdpjuno.org, St. Vincent de Paul Juno.org. And you can find out all about it there. And it's happening again, July 27th. So you got a little time to get on there. Great time to recognize the work that St. Vincent de Paul does and also understand it and contribute a little bit of money towards it. Dave, thanks so much for coming in, talking to us. Thanks for the work that you do. And I know it's a difficult time in lots of different ways for what's been happening for the population that you serve. But really appreciate the work that you all do to help that population of people and to help us all here in this community.
But thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
Southeast Alaska is a living entity.
Great, great, great grandchildren are grant you with this bamboo stick from your ancestors.
fighters in our honor. Fire with forefathers. Gather round this fire pit. We try your place with mindfulness. Ashuka honor. Honor your forefathers.
Eyes on the flame, deep hypnosis trance. See the ghost is dance, the screaming stolen land. Scorching stand in allegiance, composed and grand. And not leaving the healing of homes and lands. Revenge with a purpose, side with the hider. No indenture and servants. Mind on the fire, God avenger endurance. Grand designer said we're meant to be persons who can reach the higher.
Grandchildren, I grant you with this bamboo stick from your ancestors. Fighters in our honor, fire with forefathers. Gather round this fire pit, reach higher place with mindfulness. Ashuka honor, honor your forefathers.
Eternally on healing journey, wheel is turning, feel the world burning and kneeling mercy. A villain isn't worthy of this earthly realm, the worst thing. Giving up virtue, you're never learning. Revitalize and feel the breath of earth. Winds of time twist the climate, death, rebirth. Yes, we're worthwhile, jealous smiles ends this curse. Men, woman, child, walking miles to a better verse. To be a prophecy, live movie and odyssey. Move truly and honestly, a shikuni behind the scenes. Blueberry harvesting and canoeing beyond the sea. If you choose immodesty, then your future looks promising.
Grandchildren, I grant you with this bamboo stick from your ancestors. Fighters in our honor, fire with forefathers. Gather round this fire pit, reach higher place with mindfulness. Ashuka honor, honor your forefathers.
Grandmother's land, the other clan, smoke in the upper lands. Grandfather has a rougher hand. Bare root, tree fruit, the eyes of the needle. Flies like the eagle, wise as the owl. Speak your words, don't use vowels. Don't make a sound as the wolf prowls. The turtle shell is God's design. Spirit is mine. Don't waste time, we create time. Silence.
Grandchildren, I grant you with this bamboo stick from your ancestors.
You're listening to Juno Afternoon on community supported KTOO. And what you just were listening to there is a little bit of air jazz, all part of a collaborative, unique, wild, very cool collaboration happening. And with me right now, Lance Mitchell. We've also got Radiophonics here. Chris Talley's here. And also Xander, a.k.a. Zanzler. They're all here in the studio with me.
We're here.
And you guys are all working on an album that's going to get released imminently, right? Or has it been released?
No.
Not quite. Okay.
It will be released on the 27th.
27th is when it's going to get released.
Heck yeah.
In which you collaborated with none other than Killa Priest.
Mm-hmm. Killa Priest.
Woo! Dang! And so, Lance, tell me a little bit about this. I know Killa Priest has been to town a couple of times. You've interacted and helped promote some of what's gone on there. And then are you a person that's sort of helping spearhead this and get the kind of connect these dots so that people are able to collaborate?
I'm trying to fit in where I can.
Yeah.
And to assist where I can.
Yeah. So tell me about how that kind of came about. Killa Priest came to Juno, what, a couple years ago now?
3 years. Okay. 4 years ago now. It was his first show. That was the biggest show that he had here. And so he heard the talent. And he's like, I got to do something with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so every year he came here, I remind him, you remember you said you were going to do something with them, right? He's like, yeah, yeah, Lance, yeah, yeah. And then I kept telling him, and so eventually, Alaska Borealis was created.
So tell me, yeah, so Alaska Borealis, that's this collaborative group, or is it a group, or is it more like it's an album project?
It's just an album with different collaborative things. Like Chris has got his own song called Dance. Zanzler has Yesterday, which is fire. All of the songs are fire. Word to the Wise by Phonetic. The Deadly Combo with Alaska Red out of Fairbanks and Killa Priest.
DDE.
Did you say Diddy?
D-D.
No, no,
D-D-E.
No, Diddy.
D-D-E.
No, Diddy.
No, Diddy.
No, Diddy. No, Diddy. No, Diddy. No, Diddy. No, please.
I'm a kingdom.
Unless he's got $1 million, you know. $1 million.
Hey,
$1 million.
That's the price. That's the price. Wow. $1 million and you're in. No
okay, wow.
Damn. No questions asked. You're in. Million. You bring $1 million to the table, you're in. No
I'll remember that.
Wow. I'll get counseling.
Yeah, definitely. You'll get canceled right away.
Well, so.
Oh, yes. And he, as he was saying, Kingdom by DDE, Dollar.
Diamond Dollar Entertainment.
Yeah. Very good.
Shouts out to them.
Yeah. Well, Shouts out to them.
We've got a couple of the tracks queued up here. I thought I might just play a little bit of this one from Radiophonic here, Chris.
And oh.
Anything like you want to hear about? What was your kind of, what were you trying to get across here, dance? It sounds like it's self-explanatory.
Well, I'm not going to lie. It's all about a love song that just makes you want to dance. Like once you see that person that you're really vibing with, you're just like, let's get up. Let's go dance.
All right.
Let me show you what I will do. So show you what I got, you know?
All right. Well, very good. So this is a little clip from that, and we'll come back in just a minute and talk to these guys more about this involvement with Alaska Borealis, Killer Priest. Collaborate on all the tracks on this album?
Yeah. All of them.
All
very
of them.
Cool. Some of the clips we've got here should contain the parts that Killer Priest is part of here. So here's a little clip from Radiophonic's collaboration.
Take you by the hand, you're walking me a man if you're looking for it.
Hey, sexy, you and your bestie. Let's see you and us get zesty. On the dance floor, to my pants off. In the middle of the club like a standoff. We can get more closer, Luther Vandross. Never too much, clever smooth cuts. Key letters turn to gold, whatever move touch. Like a ladder, watch your status quickly move up. We in this biz, we in this game. Hers and his, you earn this chain. Killer Priest, now let's confirm his name. Moon, Saturn, the burning rings. Winter, summer, seasons turn and change. Storm moved on and returned again. Round and round, just let the record play. Just like Select say.
I see her on the floor. She put me in a trance. She looking hella fine. I know she wanna dance. Go ahead and spin around. I'll take you by the hand. You're acting like a man. If you're looking for a dance, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So that sounds so good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Where did you record that?
I recorded it with Josh LaBoca, also known as J-Bo Audio or The Audio House.
And that's where?
It is in his house, so I'm not going to give any addresses away or anything like that.
Recorded here in Juneau.
Oh, one more time?
Recorded here in Juneau.
Yes.
Yeah. Was the whole album recorded here in Juneau?
The artist recorded here with J-Bo.
Yeah.
And Killer Priest got what they recorded and was sent to him, and he recorded in his home studio.
That's the process I was going to ask about. So you laid down the whole track knowing and sort of keeping a section that you said, okay, now this is the area where we need you to flow.
Exactly. I want you to start up the song. Start up the song, please. Mm-hmm.
So do you think, so he listened in, got inspired by whatever you were talking about, and then just went for it with the flow.
That's what I believe.
Yes. I wish
I was there in the room to write with him, but that's what I'm guessing.
That's what happened.
Do you know his process? Does he write? Does he just?
Yeah, he writes.
He writes. So he listens in. He writes first.
He listens to the music, and then he's got a pad and a pen, and he boom, boom.
Oh heck yeah! He old school like that. I just do it on my phone.
Same. It's interesting too. And so many of the guys, especially the guys that are kind of from that era, are so good at just freestyling as well, and just like it. It's never written. You know, you see the stuff that like Jay-Z and guys like that do.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, wow. My God.
Different
next level genius
100%.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen him freestyle.
Well, really? He does those things on stage where he gets everybody on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right.
One of the best freestylers, Lil Wayne.
Oh,
he doesn't write any of his stuff.
Yeah,
he doesn't even remember
his lyrics.
No, he has to look up his lyrics. He goes, he literally goes into the booth and he says what's on his mind from that day. I'm not kidding.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah. Well, Zanzo, let's talk to you just a little bit here.
Yeah.
Just tell me a little bit about the track you contributed.
Yeah.
What was your inspiration about the track you contributed? We've got a little bit of it here. It's called Yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I made the beat a while ago and I always loved it. And I was like, oh, God, like, be so cool. But I didn't know what to do with it. And then I actually, before this whole thing happened, I was like, it would be sick to get Killer Priest on this. So, and then it just so happened that like this project came up and I was like, oh my God, well, here we go. And so I just kind of wrote from the idea of wanting to pay homage to like what Killer Priest is about, like his socially aware messaging. And, you know, he's a very conscious rapper. And so I wanted to kind of channel that, what I was doing, kind of what I'm feeling about the world at the time into that song.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it right here. This one's called Yesterday. This is Xanther. And again, Killer Priest is also on this track, and you'll recognize that immediately. Mm.
Only one yesterday, more and more, but I can't actively ignore all of the tragedy endured. When it comes around, it binds us all. No, it's not yesterday anymore. It wasn't actually ever so. It's just what happened came too close. Apathy, that shit kills your soul.
My last words and my last testament. It's so real, so true. Nothing fake, no mixed messages. Like a brother on death row. But my heart is real, he spit the truth. Love on my headstone. But we ain't dying, we living. To the surviving children, keep your eye on brilliance. Live and strive, it's love by the millions. These are the words of the killer priest. There will be peace.
Only one yesterday, more and more, but I can't actively.
Okay, so how amazing is it to hear Killer Priest rapping over your beat in a song that you're like in a duet with him on?
Pretty insane.
That's pretty amazing.
Pretty insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super happy with how it came out.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds really great.
He fit it so well. He fit it like a glove.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so cool. So, Lance, now your work that you did on this as well, and we've got a clip from you as well. This one's called Stand.
Yeah.
And now, are you rapping in this, or is this, I've heard you sing more like
I'm not really rapping.
Right.
I was going to say Chris, but Chris sang the chorus. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's just, I don't know. Does it sound like I'm rapping?
You know what? This is going to be the first time I hear it.
All right.
This is going to be the first time I hear it right now. We're going to turn it on right now.
We're going to figure it out right
now. Here it is.
Okay. What's he doing on here?
This is Lance Mitchell's collaboration and contribution to Alaska Borealis. And again, and Chris is on this as well.
I am.
You're on this as well. So he's got Radiophonic on here as well. And then, of course, Killer Priest. So we're going to hear that right now. This is Stand.
In the face of adversity, let me see you find. Gotta fight for what you want. Even when it's tough, let me see you fight. No matter how close or so far that you are, let nobody stand in your way. You got to go up. Army still standing in front of you, trying to stop you now. Do you want it? Let me see you fight. Do you need it? Then you gotta fight. You got to fight. Fight for what you want. You got to teach the right from the wrong. Let me see you fight. Fight for what you want. Even when it's tough, let me see you strive.
Keep fighting, keep pushing, from Long Beach to Brooklyn, wherever police is looking, use peace as cushion, trust in your higher self, let the hand you with them, be a man, don't rely on no one else, stick up for yours, not just because, do it for a cause, pick up your sword, no weapon formed against you should prosper, after every storm the sun pops up, give all you got, fight for your rights, let's go to the top, never peek at the height, confidence the moral enemy, change. Nothing is impossible. Trees to rain. Quiet strength and understanding conquers desire. Walk in the tanks, coming out the fire. Inner tranquility, peace and balance. Master yourself. You can't eat when silent. Know your rights.
You got to fight. Fight for what you want.
Now, that's awesome. That's so you were saying that, man. That's great,
that's
Lance.
Catchy.
Congratulations on that. It's so awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Now, tell me about the creation of that beat. Who created that?
And Joshua LaBoca at Second to None Sound created the beat for me. I was like, do you got a beat? And me and Chris were chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, yeah, I do. And so he put it down and then we put the lyrics and Chris did the chorus. And mm-hmm. took about 45 minutes, right?
I don't even think it took 45 because wow. You sent me the lyrics already and I just kind of rearranged some stuff and then just laid it down. I think that only took like maybe 15, 20.
Yeah, it was really cool to work with. Yeah. It's cool to work with Chris.
And then the producer though, the producer on these different tracks, there's different producers, right? You guys self-produced on your two tracks,
yes.
Right?
Yes. I think Air Jazz does his own production too. Yeah.
So how does it, tell me how that part works. So you're in the studio and you've got the studio technician who knows his studio and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Some cases he's even creating the beats. But the production, you're the one who's really...
Yeah, I cook it up at home and everything. And then basically I send all the stems to Josh so he can just mix and master it and make it sound just crisp and clean and everything. Because I may be a producer, but I am not an engineer.
So he's engineering, you're producing. Mm-hmm. So you're telling him kind of your vision you want.
Exactly. Like I want a little bit more reverb here. I want it to be a little bit louder for this section. I want it to be a little bit quieter for this section. Just, you know, basic stuff.
Same process for you as well?
Yeah. Yeah. For this in particular, I didn't even record at his house, to be honest. I recorded mine because I'm like super like control freak as far as like my music. I'm like, it has to be like this and I have to do it all myself.
I get that.
But, you know, I sent it all to him and yeah, basically the same process. Like I would be like, could you do this? Could you change this? Could you make the snare louder? And he's like, yeah, okay. And then, you know.
So he's taking stuff, recording. This is so interesting because where's Killer Priest? Is he in New York?
He's in
LA, right?
LA.
Yeah, he's so in LA. So Killer Priest is in LA. So this is coming from LA. Where's Airjet? Where was he?
Actually, fun fact, I think Arius is a mixture of here and Seattle.
Okay.
Because I know that he does a lot of stuff with Kuik and they have their own studio there. So I wouldn't be surprised if he recorded his tracks in Seattle.
Right. And then you've got multiple places in Juneau getting stuff recorded and then it's getting mixed and a lot of stuff getting recorded as well at the studio. So it's kind of this sort of indicative of the way music is happening now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of files being sent back and forth.
Yeah, amazing. No longer reel-to-reel tapes.
No.
Yeah, no, right? No more analog.
All these legendary, you know, stories about tapes getting lost and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? You know.
I would die if that happened. Now it's just if files get deleted.
Yeah. Well, Lance, tell me about the release of the album. Is there any event planned, anything like that in the works?
We're going to have they are going to have a show at the Crystal Saloon.
Okay, tell me about that.
So, well, it's we're going to be playing the album there, but this is going to focus more on their individual songs. Zan has got his stuff. I mean, Zanzler has his own stuff. Chris and Air Jazz have their own stuff, and Killer Priest got his own stuff. It won't be focusing on the album, but the album will be there and the album will be played.
When's this all happening?
It will be happening on the 27th.
Oh, that's the release date. It's all around. The release is happening at the Crystal.
Yeah.
That's the official time.
That's the official
time. All happening on the 27th, July 27th.
That's actually my birthday.
Hey.
Oh, no way.
My 27th birthday, on July 27th.
Wait, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're 27 now?
I'm going to be 27.
All the symmetry coming together, making me feel old.
You're going to make me start. You're going to make me get off my sobriety train.
Like, who says I'm on one? What do you mean? It's like, keep on it, bro. I encourage.
Well, it's really cool to hear all this stuff. Thanks so much for you guys coming in and telling us about it. We've also got one coming up from, one here from Phonetic as well. And should we hear a little bit of that?
Yeah, sure.
Let's hear a little bit of this. And do you know the process that happened here or how Phonetic went about doing this?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Okay. I kind of do. Phonetic was in Sitka. And so he's got a homeboy that's got
more of Southeast Alaska represented here on this album. All right.
He's got a studio. So he recorded it there. And then we sent it to Killer. And then Killer laid his verse on it.
And Phonetic is just a good old fashioned rapper, man, and freestyler. But is he singing on this some or?
I don't remember.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I don't remember.
We'll listen. I mean, I've seen him do. I've seen him at rap battles.
Yeah, he's a battle rapper. Like he's He raps.
Yeah, I've really seen him. Raps. I've seen him in the parking lot of places. Battle. I think that was at the old Marlantini's. We had a battle rap, didn't we?
Yeah.
Back in the KXLL days.
Excellent radio.
And I think Fnatic maybe came away as the holding the trophy on that one. Yeah,
he's been doing that for a while.
He's been doing that for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we'll hear that. Fnatic now coming up next. This is which is called
Word to the Wise.
Word to the Wise is right is the name of this track. And again, Killer Priest is on this as well.
Institutions turn the back, applications getting revoked. Sucker, I can prove it in the moment. What you holding? Not a mic, you talk light and consequences get heavy. Soon as you start to rap, it's obvious you ain't ready. If it's word of the wise, you should not pretend to be deadly. Cause you a sucker, I can prove it in the moment. What you holding? Not a mic, you talk light and consequences get heavy. Soon as you start to rap, it's obvious you ain't ready. If it's word of the wise, you should not pretend to be deadly.
I tell souls, come to me. Bodies drop dead, their eyes turn white. They give up the ghost, I'm poltergeist. Return to me, burn eternally. The urns for your poetry, I point gold with thee. Up the path of shadows, the man with the lamp in the hand of tarots. The nine spirits above me, and their hands are arrows. Pulling it slowly, ghostly, no chance to battle.
Man, what's he talking about?
Lord, I don't know, but
that was creepy so cool. It's like Game of Thrones stuff or something.
Seriously, man.
That was cool.
Reminds me of like a early, like mid-2000s kind of vibe. I liked it.
I loved that. Yeah. That was cool. Yeah, Killa's, exactly.
Yeah.
That was really
Killa
cool.
Killa does the party stuff, but then he comes through with like the super spiritual, like end of times shit. And you're like, whoa. I'm like, wow.
Well, that's awesome. Well, thanks so much to all you guys for coming in. So good to hear about this. Alaska Borealis, it's set to release here on July 27th. Big party happening at Crystal Saloon that night at July 27th. And where can people get a hold of it if they don't happen to get there or want to get a hold of it afterwards?
It sold on Eventbrite. Can I make a shout real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, we also have the Ladies of the Supremes coming in August 10th. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite, Tracy Crab Shack, Huna Totem, and Scorpion Mortgage and Pucker Wilson's are our sponsors.
That's really awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Lance, thanks for all your work bringing all this stuff together. It's so cool. It really is. It's the best.
Yeah, I wish you were still back in Excellent.
Well, I mean, hey, you know, I got to do my thing.
Fair enough.
You know?
Fair enough.
All right.
Do what makes you feel comfortable.
But I do. I love doing this show, and I loved our years over at Excellent Radio. It was a super fun time, and it's still cranking along, too. So that's still going strong as well. But, yeah, thanks to all you guys. Again, it's Alaska Borealis. Such an amazing collaboration happened with Killa Priest, who came up here, saw the talent, and started collaborating with Lance's help with all these artists in Juneau, Southeast, Seattle, all have that Southeast Alaska Juneau connection. It's very cool.
Yeah,
man. Thanks so much to everyone for coming in. That's Lance Mitchell. Air Jazz didn't get to join us, but thanks so much, Air Jazz. And Radiophonic is here, as well as Zanzler. They're all available on that album, Alaska Borealis. Guys, thanks so much for coming in and telling us all about it.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up right now, we're going to hear from Tlingit, Word of the Day.
You're listening to KTOO's Tlingit, Word of the Week. This week's word comes from Kehinak John Martin, and the word this week is ch'uk.
Ook.
That means coho or silver salmon. And here's a sentence. It was from Yakutat that the coho were born. Let's hear it again.
Ook.
Coho or silver salmon. Ganesh Chish to Hune Lance Twitchell, Gold Belt Heritage Foundation, and the University of Alaska Southeast for this audio.
Kehinuk John Martin was Akdain Tan and a child of a Kaguantan man. He is from the Hunakawu, the people of Huna, and was a contributing elder and speaker at many language immersion gatherings in Glacier Bay, Yakutat, and Juneau. He attended boarding school in Shkakwe, Skagway, and attended Gonzaga University.
Tune in next week for another Tlingit Word of the Week from KTOO.
You're listening to Juneau Afternoon from Studio 2K at KTOO. I'm your host, Andy Klein. And coming up now, let's talk about being fabulous and pageants and being amazing and a recognition that's happening not just in Alaska, but also nationwide for the Miss Gay Alaska and Mr. Gay Alaska. That's all happening and all being organized here in Juneau through a number of people. And one of them is Gigi Monroe. Gigi Monroe is with us, I believe, here via satellite Zoom call. Gigi, are you here?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's great to see you and great to have you on Zoom. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks for kind of bringing together the groups of people that we're talking to today. We've got with us just along with Gigi Monroe, we've got with us Desi Love Blake. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. Miss Gay America.
Hey, Miss Gay America. It's so great to meet you. It's an honor to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you a little bit about what your year has been like and heading into this next pageant as well. And also, Delighted to Be Here is here.
Yes, I'm here. And I don't even have a title to my car.
No. That's a good, you were waiting to tell that one. I love it. Thank you. Thanks for joining. You're going to be the MC. Is that right? Of the Miss Gay Alaska pageant. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You'll be hearing this voice a lot.
Thanks so much for joining us. Gigi, I'll turn to you first. Tell me just a little bit of background about Miss Gay Alaska. I know we held that last year, and this is the second year of it. And then there's an additional pageant that's going to be part of this as well. So tell me just a little bit. Give us some background on this.
Sure. Thanks, Andy, for having us on. And just to catch up, folks, if you haven't already, been part of all of this or didn't attend the pageant last year, you might be like, what is this? What is even a drag pageant? Right. I've been to a show, but pageants sound like Miss Congeniality or, something like that.
Not to knock it, but yeah.
Right. Of course. So, I just to say, I mean, we could go on and on and on about the history of pageants in the world of drag, but they've always been a really, really important part of this community and how we challenge ourselves to improve and to strengthen our skills as artists. And so there's a pageant called Miss Gay America that's been around now, going on its 53rd year. So it is the longest running pageant. It's been a huge, huge symbol of excellence in our country. And as Alaskan drag has developed over the last decade, I thought, you know what, we really need to have Alaska representation at Miss Gay America. There's no reason why we shouldn't, right? We do have drag here and we are far away, but we'd love to just show a little bit about what Alaska drag is all about on that national stage. And so last year we had the very first one, and we crowned Lamia Monroe. She won that pageant in November, and she and the first alternate Miss Guys traveled to Little Rock, Arkansas in January with me, and we participated in the week-long event, and for the first time we had Alaskan representation. So that was a really big achievement. We won the Best New Promoter Award, and so it was a really strong showing, and we can't wait to be back for year number two. And of course this year we're doing that with our new Miss Gay America, Desi Love Blake.
Desi Love Blake, it's so good to have you here. You're looking amazing. I wish that this wasn't radio. I wish folks could see how incredible you look right now. Tell me a little bit about what your year's been like to be Miss Gay America 2024.
Well, first, I want to apologize if there's background noise. I'm at RuPaul's Drag Con in LA right now as Miss Gay America. So that's really cool. This is the first time that Miss Gay America has had a presence, or any pageant system has had a presence at Drag Con. So it's really groundbreaking. I'm excited to be here and excited to be on this call as well. Now, let me tell you, Alaska should be really proud, because last year, the two representatives went to Miss Gay America, and we know Lamia so well now, and she is going to be a great Miss Gay America if she chooses to come back and continues on that path. And they really made a statement about Alaska drag, and we were happy to see that. This Miss Gay America is going to happen in Little Rock, Arkansas in January. It's going to be the 14th through the 17th, and it's going to be cold, but y'all are used to the cold in Alaska, I'm sure. So come on down to Little Rock, check it out. The theme is going to be MGA Gala, so it's like a Met Gala theme, and the category is avant-garde. We're asking the audience if they want to dress up. We're going to have some cool photo opportunities. And when I'm in Alaska for Miss Gay Alaska America, I'm going to be raising money for my charity platform, which is Stand for the Silent. It's an anti-bullying campaign. So come out, come to Miskia, Alaska, America, buy some raffle tickets, see some amazing pageants, some great Texas glamour, as well as Alaska drag. And I can't wait to see y'all there.
Can I, let me ask you a couple of things that come to mind. Number one, is it the same as the other pageants we're familiar with? There's a Miss, you know, there's a Miss Oklahoma and there's a Miss Michigan and there's a Miss Alaska, or is it, or are there multiple people coming from different states? Tell me how that's structured.
Well, Miskia Alaska is a closed state pageant, which means that all the contestants that are going to be competing for Miskia Alaska America all have to reside and live in Alaska for at least the last 90 days.
Okay. And then how does the Miss Gay America part of it work? Is that the same? Do those pageants all feed up into the Miss America, Miss Gay America pageant?
Yeah, so we take two contestants from every preliminary that I go to, and they qualify to go to Miss Gay America. And then, so your winner and your first runner-up at Miss Gay Alaska, they will both go to Little Rock and compete to be the next Miss Gay America against 51 other contestants.
That was my next question. I was going to ask, how many contestants total? Okay, so 53, is
50.
That right? 50.
50-ish. We're
going to
go with
50-ish. 50-ish. That's good. That's good. All right. Well, that's awesome. And then how is it judged? How are the judges picked? How is all that? Are there different parts of the competition? How does that work?
So for me, the reason for Miss Gay America to be at these prelims is to check the scores and to make sure that everything is running fair. So it's my job to administrate and check the judges' score, but it's up to the promoters like Gigi to select the judges. So I'll let Gigi talk a little bit about her judges and how she chose them.
Yeah, thank you. This is always a really fun part of my job, because I get to bring to town a panel of really experienced, you know, experts, former title holders themselves, who can come to town and not only judge the contest, but also maybe entertain and maybe serve as a mentor and a resource to newer entertainers. You know, being here in Alaska and doing drag here, we don't have the privilege of having access to a lot of other communities where, you know, there's lots of mentors to learn from. And people, unfortunately, only have me here. So,
which we're thankful for. Yes. Many people count you as a mentor. Yes.
But I'm really excited actually about the judges panel. And while we're not able to sort of publicize that, one thing I can tell you is that to entertain for the pageant, I'm really excited to finally bring my drag mother, Maya Monroe, to town for the pageant. So this is the first time that she'll be coming to Juneau. And, you know, I have like 10,000 drag children at this point. So they're going to get to meet their grandmother. Which
so she is tired.
Well,
busy.
That's delighted to be here. I want to bring you in and just tell us a little bit about what you anticipate the pageant will be like. Do you have some plans? Do you have things you can preview for us?
Yes, I'm going to have popcorn to watch the ruthlessness of a drag pageant. Yeah. You do not understand the fierceness with which they go after this title. I once saw a drag queen go up and lick the tiara before the pageant, because she says, well, it's just like a donut. If you lick it, it's yours. And so you just have to be prepared for anything, because especially when it comes to talent, the talent competition, you are going to see people who have been preparing all year for this 6-minute moment. And they are going to stop at nothing to impress not only the judges, but to rally the audience to their side. My job is to make sure that we have a show and a night that doesn't end at 4 a.m. I will be running a professional and swiftly entertaining night, two nights in a row, and to make sure that Gigi wins the best pageant this year. So the best prelim pageant. And I am here to represent
Miss Gigi Monroe.
All right. Well, that sounds amazing. Gigi or Desi Loveblake as well, you could answer this. What are some of the examples of the talent portion that have kind of stood out in your mind as you've seen these competitions through the years?
Well, for me, my talent that won me Miss Gay America is I did a pink version of Bohemian Rhapsody, and I had 10 of the best dancers from Chicago, and we had light up costumes, and it was a whole production, kind of like something you would see in Vegas. So things like that are what you see on the national stage. And I'm sure you see, Gigi, what do you see in Alaska last year? What are we expecting from Alaska?
We had some celebrity impersonations, just like you were talking about your pink talent. We had a Selena impersonation. We had a dramatic interpretation of Shirley Bassey in one of her fabulous ballads. And we had live vocalists, especially in Miss Gay America. Live vocalists are celebrated and honored as part of our community. And, you know, they're pretty rare, but we happen to have one of the greatest live vocalists on the call with us today. Delighted
Miss
to not
Gigi Monroe.
Delighted to be here. You may have seen on America's Got Talent or on stages. She's been here in Juneau a few times now and doing her solo cabaret act, and she'll be singing for us at the pageant as well. So we're really excited about that.
Well, and I'm not going to sing because I want people to stay.
Do I?
People will stay. I think no matter how you sound singing, I'm sure it'll be amazing. And just the absolute kind of aura that you present. I can see it over the Zoom call itself. This, can you describe what you're wearing right now? Because it is so incredible. And dangerous looking.
I am wearing an incredible outfit as Cher right now. only those in the know.
That's
true.
Right. Desi Loveblake, what is that you have going on there? It's incredible.
So it's like a red and black houndstooth, and it's fully rhinestoned. My husband actually makes all of my costumes. So everything that I'm going to be wearing when I come to Miss Gay Alaska, it's all going to be Texas drag. It's going to be large and over the top. So please come to the pageant, check it out. This is like I got on like a taxi cab driver hat with some spikes and a little bit of rhinestones. And then the dress has these bad shoulder pads with some rhinestones and spikes. You know, I'm like my drag is like a glam rock kind of style.
Very good. It's glam Mad Max. I'm not sure. It's so much combined. It's incredible. You know, you just mentioned something that's really interesting to me, which is you just said Texas drag. So does drag have regional sort of kind of differences and things where you kind of identify that's New York drag, that's Texas drag, that's Florida, you know, is that
Texas
part of it?
Texas drag is very large and over the top. The hair is bigger in Texas, the costumes, the feathers. There's been a lot of legends that have come out of Texas. Now, there's great legends all over the country, but there's been amazing pageant queens like RuPaul's Drag Race had Asia O'Hara, Coco Montrese. Those have all been Miss Gay Americas as well.
Oh, really interesting. Is that something, Gigi, you've seen as well, regional differences in drag?
Yeah, definitely. I started drag in Atlanta, Georgia, and Southern drag is definitely its own thing. And that's, you know, kind of like Texas drag, but not exactly. We're a little nicer, I think, than in Texas.
I told you there's going to be fighting.
Here he goes. Here we go.
There is going to be kicking and screaming. Get your tickets right now.
I didn't know I was wading into that here already, but okay, there we go. That's so.
You know, in Alaska, we're so removed from the lower 48 that we don't really have any strict model that we have to adhere to, and so I think what you find here is that all of our drag entertainers find their own inspirations and represent kind of different niches. So we have everything from, you know, kind of classic glamour drag to spooky and avant-garde kind of drag. And we have, androgynous and bearded queens, and we have live singing queens and dancing queens, kind of the whole gamut.
Well, it brings up that variety brings up the drag kings. Tell me a little bit about how you're making a place for the drag kings to also show off here. What's happening there?
Yeah. If this pageant didn't sound like a big enough undertaking, this year, I'm really, really excited. We finally found a national partner. Right now, it's the only national system that has a drag king pageant. As you probably know, or you can imagine, equity for drag kings and queens, you know, falls along gender lines like it does, like everything else does. So opportunities for drag kings are really, really limited. And that results in a smaller pool of kings nationally. But if you've ever been to a show in Juneau, you know that we have tons of kings here, and they're really good. And they're really talented.
And they've been doing it for years at this point. I mean,
they've been doing it for years. Yeah. This is our 10th year of Juneau Drag. And so I finally found this this pageant partner. And so we're having that pageant on Friday, August 2nd. And we're having the Miss Gay Alaska America Saturday, August 3rd. So it's one big Alaska drag pageant weekend. And we're going to be at Elizabeth Paradovich Hall. We have some amazing sponsors. If you're interested in sponsorship, you can join this growing list. But it's been wonderful, the community support that's turning out. You know, it takes a lot to produce an event in Juneau and to get all of our folks onto nationals.
Well, let's go through the nuts and bolts here real quick. When can people attend? How can they get tickets to this? All that.
Sure. So showtime is 7 o'clock both nights. It's Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. It's coming up in 2 weeks from today. So you can get tickets and more information at junodrag.com or on our Facebook or Instagram pages. There's links for tickets. You can do a weekend pass. We have VIP tickets. We have general admission. So whatever you're able to attend, but I do hope that everyone's able to make this weekend of magic, hopefully for both nights.
Well, Gigi,
it's going to be quite a show.
Sounds great. Gigi, thanks so much for joining. I really appreciate it. Desi Love Blake, a pleasure and an honor to meet you, the reigning Miss Gay America 2024, and delighted to be here, who will be here as well as the MC. Thanks to all of you for joining me today. Pleasure to meet you all virtually, and it's going to be a great show. Thanks so much to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's it for Juneau Afternoon for today. Thanks, everyone, for joining me.